spot. Let's find some Torah. Hashem should save us from all the sheker.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
This is where the American Army, the Gulf War, the American Army had Jews there. So couldn't do anything like that. The Jews are not supposed to be, they're not allowed to be, you know, a Jew can't go to Saudi Arabia.
The Navy should change it.
Fine, where's the last start of here?
It's been for a while.
Let's find some Amunah, Hashem should save us. As we said, we're in the middle of the story now of the Chacham Tat.
It's a nameless.
So we're saying a person has to have self-confidence. Dachonatz me. I don't know, but it's page 125. I don't know what page it's like. Saying, how great is the Midas Emunah? The Emunah gave the Tam, the simpleton, the self-confidence and the calmness with himself. Instead of being upset at himself the whole time, being upset and screaming at himself, I'm nothing, I can't get a job, I can't do this, I can't do that, right? Which all comes from a lack of Emunah. So he stopped chasing himself and beating himself up. Oh, I can't get a job. I can barely make money. You know, I can't support my family. I'm so dumb. Right? This all comes from a lack of confidence. But he was happy. He was completely happy with whatever he found it. He was completely happy. 125?
There.
So he said, Emunah is what gave this Tom, the simpleton, the peace. And he had his peace with the whole world. And he loves everyone. He didn't say, oh, you have more than me. He loved everyone. Right? And he loved everyone. And he had an ayin tovah for the whole world. And obviously he just wanted everybody to be successful. Because if a person is happy, they don't care so much if other people are successful. It only bothers us when someone else is successful. We feel we're lacking, then it's very hard for us to see someone else successful. And it's very hard for us to be happy with what everyone else has. Right? But he helped himself. He saved himself from all this lack of emunah that brings a person to have kinah and ayin hara. Also, there was a pressure from people, right? A lot of times people have to have competition, right? They have competition. I have to live up to everyone else's standards, whether it's in spiritual or physical. You feel like competition. He didn't have this pressure to be competitive with everyone else. Right? People think, I'm going to decide if I'm doing good or bad. And then people get afraid of people, and they start thinking what's going to happen, and this and that, and then they get stuck in work, people don't honor me. Right? But since the time, the simpleton, he has so much emunah, he didn't need anyone. Okay? Us normal, we're not in that level of emunah, not to need anyone. But there's different levels. Some people need a lot of people to continue life. They need a lot of confidence from the outside. They don't have their own self-confidence, enough of their own emunah. So they need their confidence to come from everyone on the outside. Everyone else has to give them their confidence that they're worth something, right? Because inside, they don't feel like anything. They don't have enough emunah that Hashem's helping them. So they need their confidence to come from the outside. So what happens? Not everybody's bowing down to you always, all the time. The minute someone doesn't give you the confidence and the cover you need, you get upset, they get broken. Because they're living off of their cover. That's what they're living off of. They're not living off of emunah, they're living off of their own confidence. They're living off of the confidence other people give them. Okay, there's different extremes. Some people are very dependent. They're independent on their own. And they're dependent on everybody else's compliments and everybody else's positivity to them to give a go. Okay, then you can have in between. There's many levels in between. But the more a person has emunah, the more confidence they get. They don't need the confidence to come from the outside. Okay, the Tam was on a very high level. He's about emunah shleima. He didn't need anybody to give him recognition. Right? Nobody who's happy because this is what Hashem made me. He needed zero recognition. Most of us need some recognition. But we realize the more emunah we have, the more self-confidence we'll have, and we won't need as much recognition. We don't need recognition from other people because I have it in me. I know Hashem is with me. I don't need the other person to recognize. I don't need the other person to agree that I'm something special. I know I'm something special. I know what my qualities. Hashem, whatever Hashem gave me is perfect. I don't need it to come from everywhere else. I don't need it to come from everywhere else. I don't need it to come from the outside. I'm living with Hashem. This is the Emunah Shleima. There's nothing bad in the world. There's no lackings. Everything I have is perfect. Why do people lack self-confidence? So they think I'm lacking in this, I'm lacking in that. We realize I'm not lacking anything. There's no lack over here. I'm not lacking. Because this is exactly what Hashem gave me. I'm not lacking. And Hashem wants me to serve Him exactly with this, with these lackings. But it's not, it looks like it's a lack, but it's not really a lack. Because this is exactly the way Hashem wants it to be. So, well, now all you gotta do is just be happy.
I was looking at the Gemara Makkos. So inside of the Mila Makkos, Hashem Avaya. So,
Okay, 26.
So, you take the Mem and the Tav. If you're a Tam, so that's the Mem and the Tav. But you'll be a Tam. But if you don't have Hashem with you, then it's like Mavis. It's
Well, oh, so, but even if you still think, even if you're happy with everything Hashem gave you, how can you be happy with a three-corner shoe? Imagine you go to a shoemaker, you go to a shoe store, and they're trying to sell you a three-corner shoe, and the guy's proud of it, and he's trying to sell it to you, say, this is my newest shoe, that I just made it, it took me 2 weeks to make it. The customer argued me too happy. He said, how's he happy with what he made? We said, he sees all his chesronos, he sees his physical ability, he sees his parnassah ability is very weak, he sees his mind is weak, he makes such a shoe. How can he be happy after he sees such a shoe, which is like a product, and you see all his lackings in that shoe? How can you still be happy with it? Also, Rav Nachman says at the end of the story that the shoe resembles tefillah. And he says, even if our tefillah is three-cornered, even if our tefillah is messed up, we still have to be happy anyways. It's a very hard thing to understand. What do you mean, my tefillah is messed up? My tefillah, I'm trying to be perfect. How can I be happy if my tefillah is imperfect? Right? How am I supposed to be happy if even my spirituality is missing? If you tell me I'm missing in my physical, be happy, okay. But how can you tell me to be happy that I'm missing spiritually? The whole reason I'm in this world is for spirituality. Right? Hashem wants me to fix myself up. Hashem doesn't want me to be messed up. Right? Hashem wants me to fix it up. And the answer is true. Hashem for sure wants me to grow in Yiras Shamayim and to fix up. And that's exactly what Hashem wants, right? That's what Hashem Elkecha Shom Imach. Right? That's what the Pasuk says. What does Hashem want from you? Just to fear Him. Or Hashem knows that even spiritually we're very handicapped. We're handicapped. We're very full of lackings. And we can't make a proper shoe in the beginning, for sure. For sure in the beginning we can't serve Hashem properly, 100% the way we're supposed to. That's what Chazal say, start with not L'Shem Shemayim, you'll get to L'Shem Shemayim. We're not saying that a person their whole life they thought they should strive to have a three-cornered shoe. But as we're trying to climb the ladder in Avodat Hashem, we have to try and be happy with even our Avodat Hashem we're doing. So the way to get to fulfill the Torah is like this. I do what I can right now to try to satisfy Hashem. And then I'm going to be happy. I try to daven Shemoneh Esrei. I did maybe one bracha with kavana, maybe. A little bit of concentration. I tried to daven. Fine, now I have to try. I have to be happy. I can't every time be upset or frustrated, get another tefillah. I realize if you look around after davening, most people aren't so happy. That's the reality. Look around. One or two guys are happy. So everybody feels like, oh, I messed up again. Again, I messed up. Most people, like, if you want to ask a guy for a favor, don't ask him, like, after Shabbos. Nah. Usually, people aren't so happy after Shabbos. Because we struggle, and I try, and we're fighting, and we're trying, and I'm losing most of the time. I feel like we lost.
After
Shabbos? Shabbos is the longest battle, yeah. That's how I'm married, usually, you know. It's a long fight. I feel like I lost most of it. I'm trying a little bit. I did good, maybe. I didn't.
Why is
Shabbos? Not for you. You died with Kavana. Like the Rashba says, in the time of the Rishonim, he said, in his whole generation, there's maybe one or two people who died with Kavana. So I guess you're one of them. But for us,
you don't down with Kavana, why are you angry?
That's it, angry. A lot of people are
booked.
Okay, if you gave it from the beginning, you're right, you don't care. But people who gave it from the beginning, it doesn't make a difference. But if I'm trying, I'm struggling down with Kavana, and then it doesn't work, and I'm trying again, and it doesn't work, and I'm trying again and again, and it's not working, it gets frustrating. You feel like at the end of the day, you feel like, yeah, I lost most of the war. Most of my davening was not so connected. That's the reality. Maybe not for you, for us.
It's about one or two people who's the second.
Huh? You should know.
It's only one or two.
Right, you say one or two.
It might just be you.
I'm just never. It might be you, the guy.
You're shooting the two guys.
Yeah, you're just the guy.
You are the guy. For us, Milcha is a high. It's team. But Shabbos also is hard. For me, they're all hard. I don't know the difference. They're all hard.
I think for me, the
difficult phrase is. For me, they're all the same. I don't know the difference. They're all
hard. With Chizik, as Rabbasin said, that one of his main orders was to bring one tefillah.
Oh, right. One
tefillah clean through his whole life. That was one of his main orders.
We want to feel the MS.
So if you think about who he was and how and who he was connected to directly, I mean, physically and also, and yet he would just try to keep, just get one tefillah so that we have to realize where we're holding and not be broken by all the mess ups.
But
he spent hours and hours and hours in the field davening for that just one tefillah.
Right.
I mean, you really have to spend time out there to really even start.
The only explanation I'm using, but I mean, not helpful, is that it's very important that the way is not 100% clear.
Right.
Because the angel, they won't stop. When they say, the prayer was not enough, let's go to Hashem. He says, he messed up.
Yeah. Right.
So when the prayer is very clear, all the is very clear, so they stop the prayer and go to Hashem. So when it's necessary,
let's go about our situation. About our flag, Hashem is going to go this way. Don't think about other things.
Teach me.
Just read the words, don't think about that, just look at the Siddur and just only focus on that.
But it's not just reading the Siddur and just having a mind, blessed are you, Hashem, God, of all, it's also trying to think about it. It's not just being.
Think about it. What else is there to think about?
Put your heart into it.
I agree with you.
And put your heart into it.
I agree with you.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, like the businesses in life that you're all worried about, like we're simple people.
This is one and the simple one. And also the simple thing. Also, the time for the story.
Yeah, this is the better one in the story.
Yeah. Why well, he thinks you the time also? If you're the rashbest one person, Davin Kavana, you're the time Munish Shlomo.
Yeah. Got it. Special.
Who
was the one who was in the
time
of Nachman that he? He was known to be a big, a tefila. And when Rabbi Nachman called him over and says, to daven, and to think you're davening and not be davening, he called him over and he says, stand by me. And he davened and he said, he stood right by Rabbi Nachman, and he davened. Rabbi, you saw how Rabbi Nachman was davening, and after that he says, my daven is not daven. He saw Rabbi Nachman was daven. Even though he was considered like something special as far as daven, but Rabbi Nachman caught it that he's not getting to the place.
I'll tell you what he did.
The last thing is the
one.
What
was it?
Give it to us.
Yeah. So. So he's saying, how is it possible to be happy with even spirituality? So he's saying, as the Dafka, we need two. On one hand, we have to have a Ratzon to do Ratzon Hashem. On the other hand, we also have to have Simcha, whatever comes out, because that's Yerushimai. If a person only tries to serve Hashem from one end, that I only want to do Hashem's Ratzon, and I'm only happy when I see success, right? And I'm not happy when I'm not successful. That's Gaiva, because you're not living the reality. Hashem is going to decide when you can be successful and when you are not successful. Hashem is going to decide when you could, when you're going to reach completeness, right?
So even though,
when a person on their from what they're doing, they're putting in a lot of effort, but then a person thinks sometimes I have the craft. I'm going to try down kavana. I'm going to down. I want to put my effort. I'm going to be successful. Hashem shows, but it's not true. He doesn't want you to have kaiva. You think, oh, I'm going to start today. I'm going to do it. Hashem shows you it's not so. It's true you want it to, but I don't want you to have gaiva. I don't want you to think, when you decide you're going to try to serve Hashem, and then it's going to work. Hashem says, not when you decide, it's when I decide, Hashem says. And Hashem is when he decides, that's when you'll be matzliach. Right? And the other end also, a person is just happy. Oh, I'm happy the way I daven, and I'm happy the way I serve Hashem. You know, it's all good. I'm supposed to be happy. It's also wrong, because you have to strive for higher. So we need to have, it's avoda. It's not an easy avoda. Like it's really the avoda being a baki brass, a baki sherev. Nachum talks about. On one hand, you have to go higher. At the same time, you have to be happy, which is not easy. Because if you're telling me you have to have a goal, I'm trying to reach the goal. You tell me you have to be happy if you didn't get there. It's a very tough avoda.
But happy that you're a step closer. Be happy that you're on the way. You're on the path.
It's true. Be happy, but it's very hard. But I'm trying to do a certain thing and not see results and still be happy. Because so we look at things like results. Hashem really looks at the effort. We look at the results. Right? Hashem doesn't look at necessarily our results. Hashem knows how much effort I put in. And Hashem knows sometimes He doesn't want me to have results, or that I shouldn't have kaiva. Shouldn't be have a kaiva. But
yeah, good results. You wouldn't put as much effort.
So on one hand, is to try to thank Hashem and say whatever you do is good. The other hand, you also have to have a rutzen to say, Hashem, you want me to go higher. So why am I thanking you? I'm thanking you. I got to step closer. I'm thanking you that I'm still trying. But please help me go further and not get broken by present situation. It's not an easy balance. You need a daven to Hashem to be able to do both. It's a very tough balance. To one hand, to keep us striving higher and to be happy. On one hand, I have to keep on trying to serve Hashem the best I can. To other hand, be happy, because why am I happy? Because this is what Hashem, this is what you want. Obviously, this is what you want me, this is what you want from me right now. My job is to keep on striving and striving to come close to Hashem. Right? And your job is to help me be successful or not. And if I want to be Matzliach, I should ask you. Because we think we're going to do it. Hashem is going to show us we're not going to do it. Like sometimes we try to figure out, oh, we're going to be smarter than. And it doesn't help. We have to ask Hashem for help. Right? It says, the Sahara is very strong, but now Hashem's not going to help us. We can't win it. Sometimes they try to run away from the Yitzhara, as I knew. If they try to run away from the Yitzhara, but then you have to also remember to ask Hashem for help. Right? If you each want to go down a certain street, you say, you know, I'm not going down a certain street to try to save me from different things, from women. I go down the next street and then there's more women there. What's the problem? We have to try to do what's better. We have to also ask Hashem to help us. To ask Hashem to help us. To ask Hashem to help us. Just because, of course, we have to try to run away from the Yitzhara. We need to ask Hashem to help us be successful. Because if we really think, oh, it's I'm doing, I'm going to walk down this next street, so I'm going to do it, it's not going to work. I have to try to walk down the better street to walk down. But because Hashem is going to help me, not because I'm going to make the right choice, I'm going to make the better choice, I'm going to be successful. I have to make the better choice. I have to have a reason to do what's right. But it's still only in Hashem's hands.
One time at Shachos, from Kiddush, he said, sometimes a person thinks that he had a bad day or bad whatever happened, and he failed. He says, that could be, in Shemayim, that could be your success. Mm-hmm. And whereas, and the other way, it could be that you feel you're flying along and you're on top of the world, and that's really, you're down, you've lost that, you're upstairs, you're not getting dropped.
So we said we have to try to believe that as long as Hashem didn't help me, Hashem, if He wants, in a second He could help me be complete, even in spirituality. He could help me serve Him. But sometimes Hashem doesn't want me just to be successful. He wants me to work hard. He wants to put more effort and dive in more. Well, help me have success easily. I'm not going to dive in as much. He wants me to have more ratzon and more ratzon and build more kalim, right? And then eventually I wouldn't have any gaiva. If I just try to serve Hashem, Hashem will let me do it. I'll end up having gaiva. Hashem wants me to do it in a way that I shouldn't have any gaiva. But if a person would be successful a minute too early, it could damage him a lot. So if a person sees, oh, I can't daven properly, I can't experience the nine properly, I can't like go along with life with the Muna properly. It's true, it's the three corner truth. To be happy and believe, for me right now, this is what's good. Because maybe Hashem doesn't want me to have gaiva. Or Hashem wants me to become much bigger. Yes, if I would be successful here, I'd just stop here. Hashem wants me to go higher and higher, that and more, to climb much higher. and realize Hashem's not going to take any reward away from me. Every drop of effort I put into serving Hashem, Hashem will keep on helping me. And this that I'm not matzliach is because Hashem loves me. If I'm not having success, it's because Hashem loves me, and it's for my ultimate benefit. Until I have the proper kelim that I could go further, have the proper utensils to go further. And we see even in the story at the top, he kept struggling. But the whole time he was building the utensils of Emunah. Eventually, when it came time for it to become great, then it became huge, and he didn't fall into Kaiva. Rav should help us, because we are at the top. Rav said, it's probably advisable for everybody who ever wants to enter this really program, there's papers on the back. Fill out the paper and try to, I don't know when Rav is available. Usually it's between 1:30 and 2:15. Definitely worth a try. But it's a good idea to take the paper.